Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Solo Sunday News here at What Culture Wrestling with myself, Andrew Pollard. Be sure to like, subscribe, turn notification bells on and share. But most importantly, just make sure you're having the best possible day. Whether you're doing something, whether you're doing nothing, I hope your day goes well. And if it's not going so well, I hope things turn around quickly. But we have a smidge of wrestling news today. There is, firstly, there's a WWE star, a top star, who wants to compete twice at WrestleMania 39 next weekend. Yes, WrestleMania is only a week away. There's a couple of injury updates where it pertains to AEW. And there's also some new information on WWE's approach to premium live events, or, you know, pay-per-views, as I still like to call them, because premium live events just sounds absolutely daft. But in terms of that first story, the WWE star who wants to compete twice at WrestleMania is Becky Lynch. Now, this was during an appearance on the Tommy Tierney show via Fightful, where Becky, as she put it here, I'm going in on that first night in a six-woman match, and then because I'm tag team champion, I'm hoping that I will be defending that title on the second night. So, Becky two fights, they'll call me. I don't know, they might. Yes, as alluded to there, Becky Lynch currently is scheduled for a six-woman match on the first night of WrestleMania 39, where she'll be teaming with Trish Stratus and Lita to take on Damage Control. Now, it was previously rumored that we may be seeing those tag titles defended on the second night of WrestleMania, but as it stands, as of this writing, that isn't a thing. It could become a thing because plans change, pal, and we're still, there's a week away from WrestleMania 39, so something could happen in the meantime to set up a tag team title defense. And if I'm thinking correctly, the women's tag team titles are the only main roster belts that aren't being defended at WrestleMania 39 as of right now. You've got, of course, the undisputed WWE Universal Championship with Roman Reigns defending against Cody. You've got the SmackDown Women's Championship, where it's Charlotte Flair defending against Rhea Ripley. You've got the Raw Women's Championship, where it's Bianca Belair. She's in action defending against, I nearly went blank on that then. It's Asuka. It's Asuka. The murder clown Asuka. You've got the men's tag team titles, which are the Usos defending against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. You've got the US title, which is Austin Theory defending against John Cena. And you've got the Intercontinental title, which is Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre. So maybe WWE will do something in the next week to set up a women's tag team title defense for night two of WrestleMania, because I was kind of hoping that Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler would get those titles at WrestleMania. Maybe that will happen. Let's see. But one thing that has happened quietly is that WWE has tweaked its approach to premium live events. excuse me, there is a frog in my throat. It was a long day yesterday at the football, cheering on Wrexham to a 3-0 win over York City. Ben Foster debut clean sheet, lovely stuff. Come on, the town. The Reds are going up. Anyway, you're not here to listen to me ramble about football. You're here to listen to me ramble about professional wrestling. And this tweaked approach from WWE towards premium live events, this comes via Fightful Select, which notes that, where's the phrase in here? That the organization is basically, they're looking for premium live events to have a thematic, financial, or strategic approach to them. One example of the thematic approach is having the Elimination Chamber in Montreal, the hometown of Sami Zayn, and having Sami Zayn front and center as the star of that event. Likewise, they've announced Backlash for this coming May. I think it's May the 6th. From Puerto Rico, where Bad Bunny is going to be hosting that. So you're tapping into that particular market with how the event is structured. Financially, it's a case of weighing up stadiums versus arenas in terms of the setting, because obviously you can make a lot more money from having events take place in a stadium setting. And then in terms of the strategic approach, is the examples given is how Money in the Bank is taking place from London here in the UK in June ahead of the company's TV rights deals being negotiated here in the UK. Also as well, having WrestleMania 39 take place in Los Angeles, which is famously the home of television in Hollywood, when WWE is looking to negotiate their new TV rights deal in the United States, and also potentially a sale of the company. So it's a slightly tweaked formula, and it's just a case of making the most of every event, really, in terms of, as mentioned, those thematic approaches, those financial approaches, or the strategic approaches in this instance where the TV rights come into it. So, yeah, just making the most of each event. In fact, a WWE source told Fightful it's about spacing out PLEs so the demand builds in the market. As a result of that, that's why you will hear maybe WWE champion and cite how it's been X amount of years since the promotion visited a certain market, which they did that with Montreal and with Elimination Chamber. Now, the last news story here, again, this is from Fightful, is there's a couple of injuries in AEW, and it's a couple of injuries for Mogul affiliates. Now, it's Parker Boudreau and it's Trench who are on the shelf at the moment. It's not Swerve Strickland, who obviously is the frontman of the group and is a ridiculously talented fella. Just, how? You look at the WWE releases over the last couple of years, you're thinking, how have you let this guy go? It just, what a star, and what a bigger star he's going to become. But it's not Swerve Strickland, it's Parker Boudreau, it's Trench. Fightful notes that the injuries at the moment, it's not known the specifics of what the injuries are, and it's also not known how long the two will be on the shelf. Trench, of course, has yet to make his AEW in-ring debut, but Parker Boudreau last competed on the 3rd of March episode of AEW Rampage, where he teamed with Swerve against Dustin Rhodes and Big Keith Lee. So Swerve looks like to be riding solo for the foreseeable future, and hopefully those two aren't out for too long. But Swerve Strickland, man, give him the ball, let him be a solo act if you want in the meantime, because the guy, to steal a phrase from Cameron Grimes, is going to the moon if you allow him the opportunity. Now, there was an opportunity today, though, for an absolute bunch of Twitter questions, because it's that weird week. It's that week before WrestleMania where news can be quite quiet. And so there's a bunch of Twitter questions to get to. I'm going to do my best to get through these in timely fashion. So first up, where are we? It's Colter Evergarden's got in touch. Hello, Colter. Happy Solo Sunday for myself and Leia. Brilliant. Again, semi-pitch to be pets on a Sunday, genuinely puts a smile on his face. And Coulter has done just this. Happy Soul Sunday for myself and Leia. I recently started watching a 90s AJW, All Japan Women's Wrestling, and I've been blown away by it. Very good place to watch. What AJW women's matches from the time do you consider to be must-watch? Hashtag Solo Sunday News. I mean, it's kind of... It's the obvious go-to answer, but just some of the wars between Aja Kong and Bull Nakano, absolutely, you talk about must-watch, they're brutal, man, absolutely brutal. There's a 1990 cage match, 1992, there was the Dream Rush match when Bull Nakano came in as champion, and the end, I don't want to spoil anything, because these are matches that it's great to go into cold, and I don't want to ruin anything, but just the ending of that match and what happens after, it's really good, man. So they're the ones I'd home in on. It's just Aja Kong, Bull Nakano. They're, if you're only just getting into this, they're the starting places, they're the launching points, they're the mega stars. That it just, but that's, and if you're into that style of wrestling, that 90s All Japan generally, but especially the women's division, those two are what you want to focus on first and foremost, and then dive a little bit deeper, because there's just so much good stuff there. So much good stuff. Right, Mark Sally's got in touch. Hey, Mark. Morning, Andrew. Flashback to when Apollo was small. Brilliant. What a picture there of Apollo. If you were to be on a 3-person commentary booth, out of all who have sat at the tables, who would you have join you? I'd have Pat McAfee and Taz. Can you imagine? That's a very good shout, Pat McAfee and Taz. Me personally, it's a no-brainer. It's the Brain and it's Gorilla. It's Bobby the Brain Heenan, it's Gorilla Monsoon. The best duo in wrestling history to me. I think Jim Ross is the greatest announcer of all time, but as a duo, I will always, always champion the Brain and Gorilla. Just, man, what a pairing. Hector Garcia III. Since Ray and Sissy won't hit Dom, can you see them working the match where Ray never hits him and only uses moves like arm drags, drop toe holds, headlocks, arm bars, and ultimately wins with the most devastating move in sports entertainment, the surprise roll-up? Now, this was sent originally before SmackDown. So then there's been a follow-up of saying, okay, so you hit him. Do you think they still go with some kind of stipulation? I don't think a stipulation as such. I mean, the only stipulation I could see being put on it is maybe it's a retirement match where if Ray loses, he loses his career. There were rumblings last week that Ray had talks with Triple H about retiring at WrestleMania 39. Now, it seems the way those reports were phrased, it seems like that's been decided against. But that's the only stipulation I could really see beyond that. And maybe the mask's on the line. I don't know. Where, so I think that whenever Ray does call time on his career, I think that maybe there's a, I was going to say, passing, there's a torture passing of the mask, maybe. Not necessarily for Dom to wear, but just for the moment sort of thing. That literally, so you see the passing of the proverbial torch. So I don't know. Maybe that's a stipulation I could possibly, but again, you want to hype that up more than a week away from WrestleMania, so probably not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Kirk Cooper's got in touch. Hey, Kirk. With Lashley and LA Knight seemingly relegated to the Andre Battle Royal, do you see them facing each other at Mania as a result of both winning the Battle Royal, a la Rock and The Big Show? Oof. that's bringing back bad memories. That's back to 2000. That's back to WrestleMania 2000, which was not the best of WrestleManias. And that main event, not the best of the main events. But I could maybe see that. I think LA Knight, you have to do something with him at WrestleMania. The groundswell support behind him recently, the fan reactions to him. Not necessarily even support, but just the reactions. That's the most important thing. You have to have him on WrestleMania. And the fact that he's talked about WrestleMania needs its LA moment, yeah, then to me, he's not saying those sort of things unless he's going to be featured at WrestleMania. Likewise, Bobby Lashley. You can't have WrestleMania without Bobby Lashley right now. The way he's been used the last couple of years has been brilliant. It's what we've all wanted to see from Bobby Lashley. He's a beast. He's a monster. He's a powerhouse. He's now a two-time world champion in WWE. He's got a win over Brock Lesnar. You can't not... Just because Bray Wyatt might not be cleared to compete against Bobby, you can't not have Bobby on the card. And again, reports in the week suggested that Bobby Lashley is very much factored in for WrestleMania. And as a backup, it could be Bobby Lashley and LA Knight. I mean, having them both joint win the Andre Battle Royal, that'd be one way to get there. But I just think, I don't know. I think you could just literally just have LA Knight just walks out to the ring with a microphone and just talks trash and calls up Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania. That you could literally do that on one of the days of WrestleMania. Nothing more needed because of the guy's charisma, star power. I just, yeah, there's a couple of ways to get to that match. I'm intrigued to see how they go. Yogi Canoe's got in touch. Have a great Sunday. Thank you very much. And you, I'll be at work. We'll watch the video on my lunch. What's your top three Mania moments or matches? Oh, now this. Oh, I mean, it has to be first and foremost, they're behind my shoulder. Macho Man and Elizabeth reuniting at WrestleMania 7. That's there. That's right at the top. Bret Hart, Roddy Piper is just below it. Actually, that's right there alongside it. And then it's like, if I can only have three, I mean, Bret Hart, Steve Austin, WrestleMania 13 could well be the greatest match in WrestleMania history. Bret Hart versus Owen Hart at WrestleMania 10 could well be the best match in WrestleMania history. But I'll have to go with Bret and Austin. But if you're going to say, like, you can't just have three Bret Hart things, or two Bret Hart things and a Macho Man. If but I want to vary it up a little bit. I'd maybe throw in Seth Rollins' Heist of the Century from WrestleMania 31, because that was a hell of a moment. But yeah, no, I'm going Savage and Liz at WrestleMania 7. I'm going Brett and Piper at WrestleMania 8, and I'm going Brett and Austin at WrestleMania 13. I very much am a Bret Hart guy, and a Macho Randy Savage guy, and a Miss Elizabeth kind of guy. Where are we? Quackhausen's got in touch. Hey, Sean, why is Danhausen the GOAT? Well, Danhausen is not the GOAT. Danhausen is very nice and very evil. Unfortunately, Danhausen is very injured at the moment, so hopefully he recovers quickly and fully from his pec tear, I think it was. I mean, Danhausen is a very close personal friend of mine, having spent some time with him earlier. Oh, it was the end of last year. He is extremely evil and a little bit nice. But Danhausen's not the GOAT because Bret Hart is the GOAT. It's unfortunate. I mean, there's lots of people who could be claimed to the GOAT, but Bret Hart's there, man. That's all there is to it. The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. Sean Conway's got in touch. Hey, Sean, the one Mania match you wish had happened but never did. Oof. I mean, me personally, I wish the stars would have aligned so we got a Bret Hart Kurt Angle match. This is very much a Bret Hart loving today, but hey, it's a Solo Sunday news. What do you expect, man? Yeah, it's Bret Hart and Kurt Angle. If that could have happened somehow, then Dave Meltzer would have run out of stars. That's what we're talking about. But I mean, in terms of realistically, because that wasn't possible just to where people were at those sort of times. But in terms of what we nearly got that didn't happen, I guess Hogan and Austin is the obvious one. Hogan and Flair as well from WrestleMania 8. That was, by all accounts, that was happening. And then there was just a change of plans, brother. Those plans don't work for me, brother. And so Hogan was put with Sid, which somehow got the main event over the world title match, which still bugs me to this day. But the world title match was an absolute belter between Macho Man Randy Savage challenging Ric Flair. So that to me, that's probably a far better match than Hogan and Flair would have been at that point in time. And I guess the other one that nearly happened that didn't would have been Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 13. But hey, Shawn lost his smile because of course he did. Nice one, mate. Just when Bret Hart was going to get his big WrestleMania win back. Not that I'm bitter about it, still all these years later. Yeesh. But yeah, that's one that I would have liked to have seen. Because, I mean, regardless of my thoughts of Shawn Michaels, those two always put on great matches. Shawn Michaels, phenomenal worker, of course, as is Bret Hart. So yeah, that's one match we were going to get and were deprived of. Let's start to wrap these up. CJL's got in touch. Do you think if CM Punk returns to AEW, he should go straight into a program for the Trios and FTR against the Elite? I don't think he's coming back. I love the pairing of FTR and CM Punk. It's great. To me, it's fantastic. And yes, a program with those three and the Elite would obviously make a whole lot of money, bring a whole lot of eyes to AEW, and sell a whole lot of pay-per-views. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think FTR are staying with AEW. I can't see CM Punk coming back, unfortunately, man. Mark Smith, it's got in touch. Hey, Mark, who should win at Mania, Dominic or Rey Mysterio? For me, it should be Dom, and then Rey has some time off before winning the rematch at SummerSlam. Have the best day, brother. And you, Mark, you have a good day, my friend. I think Dom needs to win this. I think a win obviously does a lot more for Dominic Mysterio at WrestleMania over a legend like his old man, like his father. I think a win for Dom does far more than it does for Rey. And I think maybe we get some sort of rematch at SummerSlam, possibly. But then, I don't know, this by that point, you're looking at this as a rivalry that would have dragged on since, well, Clash of the Castle when Dominic turned heel back in September. So if you're looking at SummerSlam next August, you're basically having that play out for nearly a year. I mean, you could do it. You can do it. And I don't know. I'm torn on that one. But yeah, I think WrestleMania, I think Dom wins. I think Dom needs the win. And I think I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a really good match because Rey Mysterio just defies all logic of how good he still is at this age, having done his style of wrestling for so long. But just an icon of the business. That doesn't even come close to fully describing Rey. And last question here, Richie Harris got in touch. Hey, Richie, and there's more dogs. Fantastic. I love that. If and when Cody beats Roman, what do you see Paul Heyman doing next? Much love from me and the tribe, Roxy, Ollie, and Thea. Well, Roxy, Ollie, and Thea look absolutely magnificent there. Thank you very much for that, Richie. I don't know. I think maybe Paul takes a break from TV. I think Roman will take a break from TV after he loses. Whenever he loses, I mean, it might not be at WrestleMania. Who knows? Swerve, brother. I think it will be. But I think Roman takes a break, and I think Paul maybe takes a break as well. Because he's been a constant presence on TV now for a good few years. So I think maybe Heyman takes a little time off as well. And as and when Howie resurfaces, I mean, somebody mentioned, I saw it somewhere online. I honestly, I can't remember where, so apologies for not crediting whoever, but it popped up online in the week. This was literally a fan theory that there's a double swerve at WrestleMania, brother. And Cody joins forces with Paul Heyman, and that's where they go after WrestleMania. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but that would certainly be something. But yeah, I think Heyman just takes a bit of a break from TV. As for Cody, I mean, you've not asked about Cody, but I think Gunther's there waiting for him, man. I think maybe Gunther. I think he will drop the IC title to Sheamus at WrestleMania. Maybe he doesn't even get pinned, Gunther. I think maybe McIntyre takes the pin, and then maybe Gunther wins the King of the Ring. And that's because if they're bringing King of the Ring back, they want to make a big deal of it. Maybe it's a case of the winner gets a shot at the world title, and that's maybe you get Cody and Gunther at SummerSlam. That's just me spitballing, because I mean, those two had a great kind of mini match at the end of the Royal Rumble earlier in the year, so I'd be all for that. But what I'm all for now is ending this video and going to do some more work. But I've been Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling. This has been the Solo Sunday News. Be sure to like, subscribe, turn those notification bells on, share, and most importantly, just have the best possible day. Whether you're doing something, whether you're doing nothing, I hope your day goes really well. And if not, I hope things turn around soon for you. But I've been me, hopefully you've been you, and I will see you next Sunday, when it'll be day two of WrestleMania 39. In the meantime, take care, and I'll catch you in a bit.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.